We will continue to look forward in this investigation and backward. We will leave no stone unturned, and we will work all day and all night to understand the path to that terrible night. We're also going to look hard at our own work to see whether there is something we should have done differently. So far, the honest answer is, I don't think so. I don't see anything in reviewing our work that our agents should have done differently, but we'll look at it in an open and honest way and be transparent about it. Our work is very challenging. We are looking for needles in a nationwide haystack, but we're also called upon to figure out which pieces of hay might someday become needles. That is hard work. If we can find a way to do that better, we will. We will also do our best to be transparent about what we find going forward, consistent with our need to do an investigation in a good way, but we will tell you as much as we possibly can. And let me close by saying something I have said before. We know that this killing is upsetting to all Americans. We hope that our fellow Americans will not let fear become disabling, because that is what these savages want. We hope that instead you will channel this sense of anxiety into something more positive, which is an awareness of your surroundings and the seeking of opportunities to help your fellow Americans, as we saw with the tremendous lines of people giving blood in Orlando. If you channel that anxiety into awareness, you can live your life and allow those of us who are paid to investigate and to stop terrorists to do that work while you live the full life that this great country offers you. If you see something, tell us so we can look at it. In every single one of our cases, as we look back, somebody always sees something that they should have told us and they didn't. So our request to you is, please don't let them make you work into a state of anxiety that is disabling. Find ways to channel that into a healthy awareness of your surroundings and live your lives. And we will keep you posted on what we learn from doing our work. Thank you very much.